Good afternoon all, this is Tanya here. I'm on a team of VI Talk and I just wanted to give you an introduction to myself. First of all, I'll probably talk about my visual impairment. Then I'll talk about my family background, then what I've done and then my role on VI Talks. First of all, I was born blind as a result of rubella with congenital cataracts, and then I had a couple of operations. One was successful enough to remove the cataract and one wasn't, because I had a fit on the operating table, which was when we discovered I had a heart murmur. And then when I was a few years old, I went away abroad, and coming back, we had to come back early. No, we didn't have to come back early. My dad was finished his contract abroad, and while I was on the flight coming back, I lost a hearing in my left ear due to a perforated eardrum. and then when I was 10, I had to have my left eye removed as a result of the eye expanding in the socket. I put it in that way rather than anything too gruesome, so I had to have that removed. And then in 1993 I was diagnosed with infantile glaucoma, which is now secondary apparently. So that's my brief history of my visual impairment. I wear glasses, I quite thick ones, and I have low vision aids, and I use a guide cane. I haven't always used a guide cane, but I have started using it a lot more recently and found it very good that I've done that. And then, so my family background is that I was born in Stafford and lived in Staffordshire all my life, apart from when I've been away at school to various boarding schools. I didn't go to mainstream. There was a time where that was considered, but it was decided against it because of you. Education at that time was better than in the mainstream. I went to three schools, and then I went to college in 1990, which was one of the happiest years of my life, at RNC to do my BTEC first in business and finance, my BTEC first diploma. I have one sister, and my late mother, my mother died 2 years ago of cancer. And my dad still lives, but he lives abroad. And I have one sister and three nieces. What I have done, I suppose, as far as work is concerned, I've worked in factories, I've worked in offices, I've worked in shops. I did some years voluntary work in a shop. I didn't get employed though. I did go for an interview, but I didn't get the job. I know I'm concerned about security. Then I worked in various offices as well, a lot of temporary contracts. And then in year 2000 I got positioned as a proofreader at a local publishing company at the time, which became more of a media business years later, because they produced a website and videos, and it was public sector related, although it was a private company. Excuse me. Then, unfortunately, last year, 2013, the business went into administration, and because, after I'd been there for 3 years, what I should have said is, after the first 3 years there, I got moved to be a researcher, and I worked for the sales team as a researcher for the sales team, and I became a research manager after a few years, because I was getting so much work that I needed, and we had other offices, so I needed to get some extra help to do all the work that needs to be done, so I became a manager. But by the by, that's what I did for 13 years, and then last year, or 2013 as it was then, I got made redundant. The business went into administration, therefore I was redundant. So I've been out of work since last August. And since then, I've been looking for work, and I'm currently on a placement at a local charity, which I've never worked for a charity before. So it's quite interesting to find out how charities run properly from the inside. I mean, I've done work with churches and stuff like that, but you know, I'm you know, this is what I could call a proper charity, where, you know, it was actually something, it's a children's charity, so it's placement for, well, it's 12 weeks, I've done 2 weeks, so it'll be 10 weeks left now of it. And my role on, my interests include reading, listening to podcasts, spending time with my friends, chatting to my friends. I love music so much, anything to do with music, radio, particularly radio and music. I love putting audio booths together as well. I could tell you what kind of podcasts I listen to, it'll give you more of an understanding of what other stuff I'm interested in. I like science, I've got sciencey type programmes, current affairs, politics, but I'm not political in the sense I'm really political, but I do have an interest in politics, but not as strongly as some. I love science programmes, I love discussion programmes, I mean, things like moral dilemmas, some comedies, but I'm quite fussy on comedy, what I like and what I dislike. What else do I like? Yeah, and some visual impairment related podcasts, documentaries. If I was watching TV, it would be documentaries, wildlife programmes. I do love wildlife programmes on TV. I loved The Blue Planet that was on a while ago, quite a few years ago, and I've got the videos for that, and I loved it. I can't think what else I like, but it gives you kind of understanding what kind of things I like, because I like to be stimulated by things. I like doing puzzles sometimes, from time to time. I like playing on my iPhone or iPad, mini iPad I've got, but I don't make a big deal about that. But but I think that's about it, really. I've probably got loads of other interests, but I just, you know, sometimes you can't think of them all. Finally, my role on VI Talks at the moment, VI Talk rather, is certainly on the audio booth side, I think, is to bring you news items. What I want to do is I'm going to post a news item and see what feedback I get from it, and discussion points to sort of raise discussion about anything that's been raised, or sometimes just news that are relevant. The kind of things I'll probably put up are things like medical news, updates on science in the VI community, you know, what's happening, medical research, what's been discovered. But obviously I'll do proper research and make sure it's, particularly on the medical side, make sure that it's from a viable source. I wouldn't just post something just because it's, you know, says a breakthrough in there, so I'd double check the source. It has any real validity, or it's just a report. If it's been posted, say, in a medical journal, or has been referred to from a medical journal, then yes, I would post it. I would post things that visual impaired related, such as I was telling Joe on here, about, or read out on my audio booths, about the danger of cocktails, that you make sure what you know what you mix in your cocktails, and that applies to people with vision impaired as much to sighted people. And people don't know what they get, and you can order a cocktail and not realise there's something nasty in it. And some people have had some really awful injuries, or been very ill as a result of ordering cocktails. but you know, the things that I think are related to visually impaired people as much as sighted people, or may not be aware of. If there's anything you are particularly interested in me reporting on, or finding news about, please let me know. Also, I'll have discussion topics, say something's come in the news that I think would be worthy of a discussion. So I have something coming up which I'll post later, and there'll be a discussion related to that topic. You know, audio alerts have been refused on nationally for buses, and how do people feel about that, for instance? Or the government are lowering the rate of disability for people, you know, and you know, just all sorts of things that could drive discussion, you know, controversial topics that may I can't really think of examples straight off without giving the example I've got, you know, such as, would you have laser surgery if it was optional, or gene therapy, would you have it or not? stem cell research, would you take on stem cell research or not? You know, just an article, but it has to be an article that's related, it's news related. So so I hope you are happy with what I've just shared, and if you want to add me on Audioboo, I'm Contrary Tan, and I haven't listened to everything at the moment because I've been very busy and I've had a couple of bouts of ill health as well, but I want to say I'm really glad for all of you that are listening, and I hope you enjoy all that's been posted, and I won't take up any more of your time because I've nearly done 10 minutes just over. So I'm really pleased with the amount of followings we've had, well over 100, and I think it's over 120 now that we have on, I don't know if it's our page or our group, but one of the two. and I'm looking forward to hearing from you all in different ways. So apologies that I haven't posted before. been busy and ill and the rest. So I'll say bye-bye for now, and I'll post this boo.